Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Merloni, Fourier, and Mego.
Ainge, Stevens, Udoka, or Tatum?
I have Tatum number two.
Yeah, I have him four.
I have him at number two.
Tatum is the best player. Players have more value than coaches.
Can I change my pick?
Christian.
Just convince me. I'm changing mine to number
Christian,
one.
Christian, you are a goldfish.
Oh, what do you want me to do?
The Celtics are one win away from advancing to the NBA Finals, where the Warriors are waiting.
How long we been boys, Draymond? I want the honest answer, Draymond.
You're asking me who I want to play. I'm going to tell you who I think we're going to play. We're going to play Boston.
I'm going for 5,500 tonight. Boston Celtics.
Hit it again.
And they're groaning in Boston right now.
Christian Fourier. Megan Ottolini.
I'm going to cry and throw up.
Sitting in for Lou, it's Mike Butnansky.
Twitch.tv, follow WEEI. You can check out Fourier asking if he has something in his teeth.
Merloni, Fourier, and Mego get you ready for Celtics Heat Game 6. Live from Lord Hobo Seaport.
Road trip, the crew. We are headed down to Lord Hobo. Damn it.
On Boston Sports Original.
I cut my ear to kill it. And then eventually pull it out with tweezers.
So WEEI.
Final Wait. Hour here, Lord Hobo at the Seaport.
I thought I was taking that one, buddy.
You are.
We are down here at Lord Hobo in the Seaport. And sitting next to me is Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. He looks filled with regret that he's decided to join us
totally
on the show.
Oh, he totally does. He's so regretting this decision.
He's classing up this joint.
He best dress in the building. Extremely classy. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here. So, it's not true. I'm happy to be here.
I could see him looking at his like, he's calling his agent. Who set this up? He's who agreed
like,
to this?
Listening to the open. Like, this is what the show is. I've only called in, so I haven't actually listened
now,
to it.
Now, worlds are colliding now. But it is. You have classed up the joint. I mean, talk about
best dressed by far.
Easily. Oh. Easily.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
he's like the sports bar.
What do you expect?
Yeah,
no, I mean,
the bar is very low, at least in this crowd sitting over here.
Yes.
So we have game six tonight against the Heat at TD Garden. You'll be there with full coverage for the Boston Globe. But we were just having a debate before you showed up about what is the worst thing that you think someone could bring to your Memorial Day barbecue? What would someone show up with that you'd be like, I feel personally disrespected by this move?
Like potato salad with raisins.
Raisins.
That was my call. And like, potato salad. Yeah,
carrots, things like that, foreign things. You know, vegetarian stuff. Like, you know, like, this is Memorial
this is
Day.
For meat eaters.
This is for barbecue.
Yes, yeah, yes. We want to grill it up. There.
Yeah, not.
So you're not down with a tofu dog?
Nah, not hummus and all that. Like, you know, come on.
Fair enough.
You know, but hey, to each his own. But for me, yeah, don't bring hummus and the veggie stuff.
Like, you were going wild over that hummus earlier.
I know, I like hummus.
I was going to say, the hummus, like the pita hummus. And hummus right here is good. So the Celtics have the chance to close it out tonight. I guess I'd ask you, because this has been such a weird series, and we talked to you last Friday when we thought that the Celtics were just possibly going to run away with it in five. Have you been surprised by the roller coaster that this series has been in terms of they stacked the two back-to-back wins, but before that it was such a back and forth?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been injury-filled, to be honest with you. I mean, Miami was supposed to be this team that was, you know, locked in, and you look and it's like Kyle Lowry's playing 50%, Jimmy Butler hurt his knee, Tyler Hero out with his groin, Bam Adebayo, who literally was like Akeem Olajuwon 2 years ago against the Celtics in the bubble, suddenly doesn't want to take Grant Williams to the basket. Like, it's just it's an unusual series. I thought Through five games, I would see a lot better from Miami. I mean, I thought that they would be this real juggernaut. And they've had their moments, but the Celtics have pretty much dominated this series, save two really bad quarters. But you can't do that in the playoffs. Like, you can't play bad quarters. That's cost them two games.
So is there something, like, what have you learned? Like, we're all assuming that they're going to win game six, and then that's it. Like, not flying back to Miami. So we're just working under that assumption. I don't know if you believe it or not, but I'm going to push forward to this question is, what have you learned about this team, like, now that you didn't know before the series started? Is there something that you learned about this team that you thought either wasn't possible or you didn't think they had in them?
Not really, because they proved to me a lot in the Milwaukee series, because they could, that game six at Milwaukee where they're playing the defending champs on the home floor with Giannis and all that, they could have buckled, you know, said, hey, we're just not good enough, and they let them win that game, and then they blew them out game seven. That showed me a lot. This team has surprised me all year with its resilience and its ability to come back from how bad it's played to then come back and play well, like following game three to come back for game four, and then game four not resting your laurels and come back and win game five. They've surprised me with that.
So we will talk about, like, when did you know it was, they arrived? When did you know they figured it out?
Yeah.
I feel like that was game six. That was like a come to Jesus moment. All right, listen, like, we either have what we want or we can just be an afterthought. You feel like that was the game?
I felt like that was the game that proved that they were a different team than the ones before. I mean, I hate to rip, like, the Celtics with Ime and the Celtics with Brad are just two different teams. They're tougher. And I don't know if that brings the level of experience along with Ime's tough love coaching. Or is it just like it was Brad's kind of like pat on your butt and put, okay, son, you'll do good next time, as opposed to Ime, like, you're messing up and get out there, you're benched. Like, I don't know if it's the approach or just the maturity, but this team is tougher, because in the previous years, that Miami series in the bubble where they kind of folded, like, that was the toughest one. I mean, when I saw that this team lacks that toughness that Miami had and then Milwaukee had.
Do you think they took, as a team, Gary, a little bit to get used to Ime? You know, I remember when he called out the Celtics, the first home game, we got punked. And I appreciated that, because I thought Brad was way too easy on these guys, but they didn't respond well. Do you think eventually they learned to appreciate that? And was there resistance to that, do you think, out of the gate, because it was such a different approach?
Yeah, I think it shook them a little bit. I mean, because they asked to be coached hard. If you look at the comments, especially from Tatum and Brown, about the coaching change and about how they were like, they wanted to be coached hard. They wanted a former coach. They wanted an African-American. They wanted all the what Ime checks all the boxes. A dude's been around, a dude who knows them because he's coached against them in many years as an assistant. All of what they got, he brought to the table. And then suddenly he jumped them, and they were like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then Marcus Smart called Jalen and Jason out for not passing enough. And that kind of, there was some real early season turmoil that, quite honestly, could have shaken this team, but they finally, after about halfway through the season, got back on track. But I think Ime deserved the credit, because the players wanted to be coached hard. They asked for that.
Okay, so if we're going to go hard on the players, Gary, it's a beautiful Friday before Memorial Day. We think they're going to win tonight, but I had to ask you about Jaylen Brown's handle. What is going on with my guy? Because he looked so much better in 2020 and even 21, and then over, definitely in this series, but throughout these playoffs, he looks out of control with the ball.
Yeah, he looks like rookie year Jaylen. Like, rookie year Jaylen was a guy who would just was a bull through a china shop. That one year at Cal, he was the guy who would just use his athleticism and run over guys, and he would get a lot of charging calls in college. And then he brought that to the NBA, and the NBA said, okay, dude, you're faster, stronger, bigger. All we're going to do is knock the ball off your thigh, and it's going to go out of bounds. Like, you got to get your handle together. So he did. I watched him for hours at practice and before games work on his handle. But now I think it's regressed. And, like, he's taking on triple teams. And it's like, you got to be tougher with the ball, because that's a scouting report. Reach in, hit, and this is the NBA playoffs. They're going to hit your wrist. That's a foul. So what? It's not going to get called. And he's going to lose the ball. He's got to be tougher, especially if they advance to the finals. I mean, he can't turn the ball over four times in a quarter.
Do you attribute that more to a physical change that he's made in his body, or is it about his basketball IQ, I guess, his decision-making and how he's seeing the court when he is the ball handler?
I just think he thinks he's strong enough to hold on to the ball. I think there's a stubbornness there. I think that he has that, no, I got this. And there was one play, I think one of his final turns before he got benched, where he had the clear path to the basket, and there's Jimmy Butler just poking the ball out of bounds, and you're like, man, he just can't buy a break.
And it's funny, though, even you know, in the post game, you know, we played a bunch of sound of a reporter asking him directly, referencing a question that they asked Ime about him. And then he said, after the reporter asked him about, you know, the turnovers, what did Ime say? He said, well, he was talking about all of us.
Yeah.
When it was obvious that he was talking about him. And then he almost doubled down, said, doesn't matter, I'm still going to be aggressive.
That's the thing.
And that's the stubbornness he's I feel stubborn, like you're talking
yeah,
about.
It's like he thinks, well, maybe I'll get the calls. You're not going to get the calls. If they hit you anywhere below the forearm, it's probably going to go not be called a foul. This is the playoffs. They're not going to, unless they butcher you in the paint, in traffic, they're going to call it a strip. So, yeah, it could be a foul. Yeah, in January it might be a foul. But in May and June, it's not a foul. And you can't give away possessions like that. You can't be careless.
Do you think that, because he does have success with it,
yes.
So I can understand his reluctance to stop doing it, but I also feel like he thinks that the Heat are just really good at it. Like this is an outlier. Like normally I'm pretty good when I do this.
Yeah, and it's not every game. Like I mean, I looked at his. I was like, oh wow, he's been careless with the ball through the playoffs. Yeah, you know, one turnover here, two turnover game here. I think game two he had seven. So that was the one you're like, okay, that's a problem. Like, this one was a real problem. So I think he thinks, hey, every now and then I don't get the calls, but I think I'm okay. But there definitely needs to be some summer work with Jalen on his free throw shooting because he's going to get fouled a lot, and he can't be 68% sometimes. He can't. He's got to be 80.
Well, and that's a great point. I mean, if he gets a reach in foul, you know, yeah, when he has that handle, he's got to be able to make the shots on the line.
He can't split the free throws or miss both. I mean, he's missed a lot of free throws in the playoffs. His work is ahead of him in the summer. Become a better ball handler and become a better free throw shooter. If you want to be at that Tatum level, if you want to get all NBA, which he thinks he is.
Gary Washburn, the Boston Globe, joining us here at Lord Hobo at the Seaport. Tatum, you just mentioned him, first team all NBA. Gary, was it deserved? And what have you thought about his playoff run, including his last couple of games where the shoulder's been hurt? He's become a distributor, different part of his game, I think.
I thought it was deserved. I thought he had a rough start. He turned his game around, became more of a playmaker. As Ime and everyone around the organization said, Jason, if you pass the ball, it's going to lead to you having easier shots. You can't be Kobe. You're not Kobe. Stop the Kobe stuff. Like, stop the fadeaway against three defenders. Only Kobe did that. Stop that in Jordan. Okay? You've got to be a playmaker, and then that will get a defender off of you. So when you get the ball back, you might be in single coverage or even double coverage. You can take on two defenders. But when three or four defenders are coming at you, do not try to take the step back three. So he's learned that. That's been a progression in his game. And I think he's had a solid playoff run. But he's also had, like, the 10-point game, and then the game two, game threes where he just kind of disappeared. He's got to be more assertive at times. He's got to force the ball to the rim. Stop relying on the three-pointer to get him going. He gets so down sometimes. You can see him put his head down after a missed three.
It's the officials, too. He still gets way.
Yes,
Gary,
yeah.
It's the whole team, but him and Jalen lead the we're going to bitch at the officials every time something doesn't go our way.
Yeah, it's not like they're not never going to get the old James Harden treatment. They just it's not going to happen. Stop it. Like, get back on defense. That's the teams know that. If I'm guarding Jason Tatum, he dives into the paint and doesn't get it, I'm just going to take the ball down. I'm just going to take off because someone's going to be the ball because he's going to be saying he should have gotten a call and he's not going to get back on D. That's basic basketball. But that's stuff that you have to learn and you have to – Ime has to show them on film. This can't happen. Or bench him if that does happen.
So, you know, I saw this. It's just you were talking about, you know, how Ime was the player's choice. And I saw Jason Kidd after the Dallas Mavericks got bounced. He was talking about Luka Doncic and, you know, how. And he said, he used this word. He said, he's part of the council, which means he has a say. Like, he's a legit, like, he's an executive. He's a GM. Like, they're not going to make any moves unless he greenlights it. I feel like that's what Tatum is kind of evolving towards, and Jalen probably part of that mix also. Do you feel that way also?
Yeah, I don't think that they want to be like junior LeBron in that sense. We're like Le GM, where they want to go
Le GM.
Where they're going to go into the office and tell Brad, okay, this is who you signed, this is who needs to go. I think if they're asked, and I think Brad asked both Jalen and Jason their opinion on Ime and the coaching search, they'll offer their opinion. I think they understand their position in terms of being players, like they're not GMs, but I think if asked their opinion, especially as their status with the team and any NBA grows, they'll offer their opinion, or probably a little bit stronger, but I don't think it's going to be a LeBron thing where LeBron's literally making, you know, making moves and telling Rob Pelinka, bring in Westbrook, which obviously, how'd that work out?
We're down here at Lord Hobo in the Seaport ahead of Game 6. We're joined by Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. Gary, can you hang around for another couple minutes when we come back?
Here.
We got to do some trending, take care of some business, but we are going to continue previewing Game 6, Celtics-Miami Heat, the chance for the Celtics to close out the Eastern Conference Finals and go to the Finals, here with Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
A very happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone. We are down here at Lord Hobo in the Seaport. We have the honor of being joined in person by Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. He does look like the mayor of this place. He's all decked out in his suit. He looks very snappy.
It's like you're getting married.
Him and Zeke are Twitch guys. Look,
seriously,
are best dressed guys in the building.
Really are.
They easily
blow the rest of us out of the water. It is an awesome scene down here. It is beautiful. There are tons of Celtics fans drinking some wonderful beer, and the food here is great too. But we have Gary Washburn up until, I think, about 5:30. So we got to ask you some more questions. We put this poll out that I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, asking folks who their favorite Celtic is. Because we had an argument, our producer, Tyler, he thought that the favorite Celtic among fans right now is Marcus Smart. And we were all like, it's got to be Jason Tatum, for sure. Who do you feel like right now holds the belt among fans?
Favorite? Ooh. Yeah, I got to say it's Tatum because there's so many. The Smart faction, the Smart, like, it's either love or hate. Yes. Like, there is a Marcus Smart contingent that will, you know, come after you if you rip him on social media. And then there's those who are ready to trade him after every turnover.
They're like the Beyonce Beyhive.
Yes, it's like there's a split, you know, faction. I mean, Smart is the most controversial. You know what? Controversial because he's never done anything wrong. He's just, but as far as his on court, one of the more, like, you know, controversial Celtics I can remember, just simply because of those who are like, you know, he's not a point guard, and, you know, he turns the ball over, he takes too many threes, and he's the heart and soul of the team. No, he plays, and they would, you know, they would never be anywhere without Marcus. It's to either love or hate him.
Can I ask you something about Marcus? Because I remember I was covering when I was at the Herald the 2018 run, and if you remember, that was the year that he hurt his hand in a burst of emotion when he hit the glass
in LA.
You don't have to answer this. Was anyone behind the scenes like, come on, Marcus, what are we doing?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that was a strange situation where he, you know, cracked his hand against a mirror in LA after a tough loss against the Lakers. And, you know, you got to love the emotion of it, but you start, Marcus, what are you doing? It's a game. It's a loss. It's a regular season. You'll be fine. You know, we'll be fine. Like, But that's why the team loves his passion. I mean, let's be honest. He will have his number retired in Boston when his career is over.
If they win a championship.
Yes. Because, as I asked him earlier, it's his eighth season, but it seems like Marcus Smart has been with the Celtics for 15 years. It seems like it's been able. He's 27 or 20. No, he's 28 years old now. 94. What was that? Yeah, 28.
He's
the oldest 28. Like, not that he looks old, but just he's been in Boston since he was 12, right? Like,
yeah. He it does feel like there's like even if he wants to leave, they're not going to let him.
No.
So again, paint a picture of me. Like, write the headline.
Don't ask Gary to do that. Butt naked, like
the Titanic with like just the
like one of your French girls.
Okay, so the headline. If the Celtics lose to the Heat, the headline is what?
I mean, my goodness.
That's the headline. My goodness.
Yeah, burning. I mean, just wasting chances. I mean, this would be. The worst.
Monumental.
I got it for you. Yeah. If you want this, this is a Herald headline, but the Globe can use it. Scorched Earth.
Yeah.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Spend some time in the tabloids.
Or it could be same old Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, this would be because they're close. And remember, when they were in game 7 in 18, it was LeBron. I mean, you can't. LeBron was just a beast, obviously. Obviously, he was in his prime. He wasn't going to let the Cavaliers lose. So they ran into LeBron. This Heat team is quite beatable. So you've got to win one of the next two. Those guys are experienced now. They've been through this. You can blame the whole we ran into LeBron. You can blame the bubble situation on the bubble, or we didn't expect the Heat to be so tough. But this situation, this might be the worst.
If they advance to a final, we can pick the thing yet. But if they advance there, young coach everybody likes, superstar in Tatum, Robin in Jaylen Brown, good roster, veterans and young players. Am I crazy to think this could potentially be like a destination of sorts? Like people, now players would want to come join this group for the next 4 or 5 years in the Eastern Conference. Am I making too much out of what run finals run would mean for this team?
No, I think it has been for a while. I do think they've been able to get like veteran guys to come here and want to stay here. I mean, Marcus Morris wanted to stay. I mean, they let him go. There was guys who came in who were like, "Eh, I don't know about Boston. I've heard about Boston." When they left, I mean, Isaiah Thomas loved this place.
Yeah, this Kyrie guy had a weird ending here.
Yeah,
he ruined it.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think many people listen to him anymore in terms of his other players. But I do think it would be a destination. I think people would want to play for Ime Udoka. I think people want to be a part of a good young team. I think the thing about what the Celtics have done in opposed to the Heat, they haven't signed a bunch of, old guys, Lowry and P.J. Tucker and, all these guys at the end of the bench who can't play anymore. The Celtics are like, we're gonna get rid of some of the young guys who can't play, but we're going to have Peyton Pritchard. We're going to have Grant Williams. We're going to have guys who can play and are still young. I think that's important because their base is very young.
Well, you're talking about older players. Like, how big of a game is this for Al Horford just financially?
Yes. Yeah,
financially, like the amount of money that he's capable of earning if he advances, obviously out of the Eastern Conference Finals, and then what happens if he actually wins an NBA Finals? The money goes woo through the roof.
Yeah, I mean he has a partially guaranteed contract next year. If he does what he's supposed to do and what he's done, it's going to get fully guaranteed. I mean, I don't think they're going to mess around with his money because it's the final year, remember, of that deal he signed with the Sixers that the Celtics were like, no, we're good
too
on
much.
You. Yeah, that's too much for our blood. I'll see you later. And then they bring him back and he helps them, quote unquote, reach the finals if they do that with that same contract. That's the strange thing.
How do you see it going tonight, Gary?
I thought the last game would be the toughest game of the series because I thought Miami would bring it hard.
First half, it felt that
it
way,
did,
too.
It did, and the Celtics couldn't do anything right. It all depends on the toughness. Not saying the toughness, but, like, whether guys like Lowry and Butler and all those guys deep into the third or fourth quarter are going to want or are just going to see the end and say, you know what, we just don't have enough. Like, last night, the Mavericks. Or you look at teams that closeout game where they're on the road, or are they going to play this flawless game that we haven't seen from Miami? Miami played a really flawless first half of Game 3 and then kind of held on in Game 3. But if the Celtics do what they're supposed to do, they should win this game. Yeah. There's no reason. There's nothing that they've seen that Miami's done that should scare the Celtics.
Yeah, don't the Heat have to kind of muck it up and like?
Yeah,
make
they
it,
have to make it ugly, physical. Yeah, just, exactly. They have to do some things. Adebayo's got to go nuts. They've got to get someone who hasn't played well to play really well. I mean, Max Strus hasn't hit a shot in two games. Kyle Lowry's playing at 60%. You could just tell he doesn't have the burst. I mean, you know, they
he's
just,
too heavy.
Yeah, I mean.
This is Christian's thing, just so you know. He's grading a lot of
I do not listen. I'm body shaming Kyle Lowry. Yes, I have been body shaming him. A guy who plays basketball and basically runs for a living should not be that chubby. That's it.
I hope Kyle Lowry walks in here.
And I will be like, get him a diet plate.
There's food here, so he might. Do you expect Marcus and Rob to play tonight?
I do. I don't think there's any reason why they shouldn't. Yeah. I don't think they played heavy minutes in game five. You know, I think they'll be fine. I just think if they do what they're supposed to do, but then I've been wrong before. Remember, they came back for game seven against the Cavs. I mean, we've seen this before. I hate to be a Debbie Downer. I don't want to, I know Celtic fans are anticipating the first return to the finals since 2010. But if they do what they're supposed to do, they should win this game and give themselves a break and some time off, as opposed to have. This is the only time I think anyone doesn't want to go back to Miami. Miami.
Yeah. And that was my whole thing. I was just trying. Like last week, it was like, do they have a killer instinct? Can they identify the unbelievable opportunity and take advantage of it? Like, can they do it? So I feel like they've kind of figured it out just by listening to them and like learning from their mistakes, even in the second round with Milwaukee. I feel like they've crossed over, right? They're suddenly a mature adult team, and all of them are the adults in the room.
Yeah, I think how they handled Game 7 against Milwaukee, the defending champs, Giannis. I mean, you thought, okay, Giannis is going to have 50 and 30, and they're going to play like champions, and the Celtics will just be overwhelmed. And the Celtics, pulled away in the second half and were the better team. If they do what they're supposed to do, the same thing should happen.
So if they win tonight, like I think everyone at this table expects them to, is there any chance that Jason Tatum doesn't get Eastern Conference Finals MVP, that newly coined Larry Bird trophy?
No, I think it's his to lose. I mean, obviously, he's been, besides the Game 3, the best player on the floor for most nights. I mean, some people could argue Al Horford would get it, but Al missed the game. But Al's been tremendous. But it's been a team effort. To me, Tatum is – I mean, he came back from that Game 3 and atoned. He's playing with a bad shoulder, but he's been able to do everything he's supposed to do. That second half, he just kind of got out of his own head and was great. So I think it's his to lose. And let's see if Larry Bird's there to present it. I doubt it, but that would be a nice whipped cream on top.
We're hearing Max is going to do it, not Larry.
We have inside information.
Inside info says Larry's not going to be in the building.
Okay, I could see
how
that.
How much of your inside information do you get from Glenn Ordway? How often do you say, Glenn? Or does Glenn call you? Gary, you got it wrong. It's all about ball movement.
Boy, that's a good question.
I'm going to sidestep that one.
Yeah. No, but I think it'd be great if Max was able to present it. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I just think every closeout game they say is the toughest game. The Celtics have to approach it, punch first, not get fall behind, 30 to 15 or something like that, and they've got to rally, put Miami at the disadvantage, and then pull away.
Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe joining us here at Lord Hobo in the Seaport. Game 6 tonight, Celtics Heat. Celtics have the chance to take it to the finals. Gary, thanks so much for joining us. This was awesome. Hopefully
Thank
we get
you.
To do more of this
I hope so. I hope so. It's great to
One
be here.
One more round, Gary.
One more
One
round.
One more round. I feel like they got it in them. Thanks for coming,
all
obviously.
Right, you take
thanks,
care.
Gary.
Thank you.
Well-dressed, man.
Oh, thank you.
Put us all to shame.
All right, so we have to revisit the poll that we put out because we have now over 1,000 votes.
Wow.
We put this out.
Whose idea was this?
Like 2 hours ago from the @MFM on WEEI handle on Twitter. We put out there, who is the most popular Celtics player right now? Just for the record, no Jaylen Brown on the list because Christian Fourier said absolutely not. The choices are Tatum, Smart, Horford, and Time Lord. Tatum is running away with it, 53%. So both you and Tyler were completely wrong.
The best player, well, I'll tell you what, Tyler, he just gave a fist pump. I got to get back to the microphone.
He's just like really excited to get back on air.
No. Unprovoked, Gary Washburn says to us.
Oh, such a stupid idea. Antoine Walker, Gary Washburn.
He didn't bring it up. He says out loud, they're going to retire Marcus Smart's number someday.
They are.
He did a backflip.
Unprovoked, again, shirt off for the second time today, running around Lord Hobo. So,
I mean, honestly, God, you're having a good day.
He's got
to
win first. It's distracting because he's very pale.
He needs a tan.
Indiana-Jacksonville pale.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You're having a really good day. Like, you should stop now.
I just watched seven women leave the bar because they were like, I don't want to be with them.
Who's that guy who keeps getting all these things right?
That's normal for me. Women leave bars when I walk in. Yeah. It's normal.
Well, you fall in love too quick. That's your problem.
I do. Is that true? That is actually
100%
true.
Is this something we need to talk about?
Yeah, no. At a later date. Later date, we'll bring it up.
Okay. Summer show. Not right now.
How good is Gary, though, by the way?
Gary's awesome.
He's my favorite because he's so on point with all this stuff. The fact that he co-signed.
Paint me a picture of myself. I think you said that out loud.
No, you said paint a picture of me. Instead of saying paint a picture for me, you said paint a picture of me. And I looked at each other like, Gary is never going to come back in person.
All I thought of was like that scene from Titanic where Rose is laying on the couch with her hand behind her head.
So now that Antoine Walker said it, Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe has said it, am I now this crazy fellow with this...
Wait, we're not disagreeing with you. Nobody thinks you're crazy. If he wins the title, yes.
I think you're crazy.
If he doesn't win a title, no.
So Fourier says not crazy if they win, you said crazy no matter what?
That's an easy answer.
What? He's disagreeing with you.
Because he's trying to be difficult.
I'll put it out there. We jumped on Gary a little too early with that question because he said his number is going to be retired here. And Mutt said if he wins a title, I kind of wanted to ask... If he doesn't win a title, does he get his
Chase
number
him down.
Retired?
Gary! No.
I don't think those... Listen, the Celtics retire everyone's
over,
stupid
right?
jersey. They retire everybody's jersey. You win a title. Kelly Olynyk, I think, is next up.
Stop it.
Somehow, somewhere, the googly-eyed guy is going to end up getting...
The googly-eyed guy?
Oh, yeah. Remember when he got poked in the eye? That was years ago. Kelly Olynyk. No. Yeah, this big, giant googly eye got poked in the eye. You were at a horse race. You were a degenerate
kid. I think it's still he'd be down on the list. So Tatum goes up first.
Tatum, Brown, then Smart.
So three players.
Not necessarily.
Jaylen Brown is not even in our
pool. A team that wins one championship. One championship that can retire three players off the roster and Al.
Jaylen Brown will get a retired number.
Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. It's going to be the same thing.
BS for Brad Stevens up there too.
You want to retire Udoka? What do you want for Brad Stevens?
You're doing this. You're retiring Marcus Smart's number. There are at least two other guys you retire before that based on their current trajectory.
And who would those be?
Tatum and Brown. So three guys off this team?
I'll tell you, I think the Celtics retire Smart's number before Jaylen Brown.
He'll
get it, but Smart is first in line above Jaylen, but not above Tatum because he is the franchise.
Isn't that going to happen chronologically because Smart will probably be retired before Jaylen?
Yes.
So, like not his number. Like he'll be retired from the league before Jaylen.
Jason will be at his retirement ceremony as a current player.
100%.
Okay, Jaylen will be on another team. And be like, high five from here.
He'll be on the Milwaukee Bucks after Giannis leaves.
Just say it like that?
High five from here.
If he's on another team, he probably will still come to the ceremony
and sit in the folding chairs.
Oh, I remember. We started this.
Boston is a brotherhood.
So wait, Jaylen Brown seems more like a Ray Allen ending than it does like a Marcus Smart.
What?
Like, yeah, I see.
Are you stirring the pot?
Jaylen Brown seems to me, that his ending... probably looks more like Ray Allen than it does Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett.
So based on what?
Just based on my opinion.
Gut feeling. Based on his handle?
Based on the fact that I feel like eventually, like in any threesome, somebody's always left out.
Everybody's always left out.
It's a bad feeling.
It's really bad.
Like it is. It's like somebody's left out.
There's not a lot of.
There's always
out.
One guy. No. Two people enjoy success, and there's always somebody who's just left, kind of watching.
How do you define success in that scenario?
Who's successful?
As long as you're not. It's like musical chairs. That's how I figure. Like
Christian's again. Like, it was successful for me.
I was happy.
Successful for you.
Wait. Right or wrong? Okay. Out of this scenario, who is the one guy you would think, based on his personality? Listen, I like Jaylen Brown, but based on his personality. And his willingness to take chances and do things that go against the grain, Jaylen Brown seems to me that he would play the Ray Allen role. That's it.
I think it's a money thing. I think the team's going to invest.
They're not letting go of Jason
money.
Tatum.
You're right. So Tatum's the guy. Some team is going to whisper to his agent, hey,
you can have your own team.
Yeah, you can have that. See, that's not going to be. It's not going to be a bad breakup. I'm not going to have a bad breakup, but financially. It's a big investment in Tatum. Brown's going to want that money. Not going to get it when he wants it here. and he'll end up potentially being traded. Like, I could see him being traded for something rather than the Celtics letting him watch away for nothing.
Let me paint this picture of you,
me?
Fourier. What if in the offseason, because like Gary agreed with you, Mutt, this becomes a bit of a destination, and you get Tatum's buddy Bradley Beal coming in here, all of a sudden it is 100% Tatum's team. We see a little less of the Instagrams of Tatum and JB dabbing each other up post game, and that's how JB says, you know what, like, I don't, this just isn't really my scene anymore.
Bad mix.
Wouldn't JB only want to leave if, like, this thing falls in their face, they lose game 6 and 7 to Miami, or if they win, the only thing he has left to accomplish in his career is winning a ring as the lead guy, which this is not his team. So that would be like way down the road after this contract, which he's in for 5 years.
Yeah,
so.
Money. I think money. I mean, you're right. But all things being equal, if someone comes dangling the you can be our franchise guy carrot, he's not the franchise guy here. Jason Tatum's the franchise guy. Does he want to be the guy?
Yes.
I don't know. If he does, it's not going to be here.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the whole Godfather. I got stepped over. I was next in line.
Yeah.
And like, and I'm not giving
my
weapons. I'm smart. I can do things.
Now, you guys would say, though, the relationship between Tatum and Brown is like at an all-time high.
Oh, yeah. It's always easy when things are going well. Right. When things were not going well in November and December, it was like nobody was saying anything publicly until it got to the point where Tatum had to go on the Old Man and the Three podcast and say, like, it's kind of weird that you want to break up such a talented duo. And it's like, well, it's kind of weird that you guys have worked together for 5 years and you never freaking talk about it since the first year that you were together. And then, you know, Kyrie bailed out on an injury in that 2018 run.
They're one bad, like, this series, like, they lose this series and those guys don't play well in the last couple games, the entire offseason is going to be, you've got to break. I mean,
break them up.
On the flip side, we all think they're going to win. If they lose this thing, get ready for breakup Tatum and Brown, right? That's they got so close, but then they failed. It's in our face the entire offseason.
All right, I'm lassoing you guys. I'm pulling you back from this cliff because we right now have game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
And I like living on the edge.
We are all in agreement. We think the Celtics are definitely going to take this. We will be right back.
We're right back to it. Back to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Antoine, Al Horford, you know, spent so much time sitting before he came back to Boston. How surprised are you by the playoff presence that he's had and will probably continue to have if he continues playing at this level?
Oh, he's been great. That was actually, bringing him back was huge. I think it allowed Robert Williams to develop and not put so much pressure on him to be, you know, a scoring center. So I think having Al and, I mean, obviously he's playing at an elite level right now, shooting the basketball really well. He's had some big moments, some big offensive moments. And what he does for the team, I'm not in the locker room, but he seems like the head guy in that locker room. Just been a true professional, great pickup for them, and has been playing outstanding through this playoff run.
Antoine Walker there, legendary number 8. We've had some awesome guests today. Between Antoine Walker, we had Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe here at Lord Hobo in Seaport. Come on down before the Celtics game. It is gorgeous outside, sunny. They have a patio. They've got great food, great beer, and a full cocktail
list.
Do they
have tequila drinks, Mego?
We are having some spicy tequila drinks. Christian is falling off of his stool. He's absolutely embarrassing himself.
I told you it doesn't take much.
People are taking videos.
I warned you. I'm asking Gary Washburn to paint a picture of me.
There's a Davio's dinner. I recall that to be very much the case. At some Super Bowl. I forget which one.
Oh man.
That was good.
What, you mean where he started prank calling everybody that was on the air back
there? Yeah,
remember
that? I had to go on the air that night. And somebody, prank calling
I think it was
our
you
show.
And Tomasi.
Yes.
Wait, I prank called you?
At the Super Bowl.
Never
after
happened.
After a Davio's dinner. Oh, you definitely
did. I was at the dinner. I think I had
aware. And you and your wife had the phone. You were calling the station. You were calling. Like,
no,
you
I think everybody at the table. There you go. There's my lovely lady.
Chuck called. Not
I love Barbara. Oh,
sorry, Chuck called. My bad.
Barbara and Chuck.
You guys are soulmates. That's adorable.
That's what we do.
Antoine was talking about Al Horford there, who I think we've done a pretty good job singing the praises of. But Chris in the car, he says, because we were talking about Marcus Smart getting his number retired, he wants some love for Big Al. Chris, you're on.
Guys, thanks for taking the call. I love listening to Mutt, Ottolini, and Fourier, kind of like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but
there
we won't
go.
Get into that.
Holy Trinity.
Honest to God, this is great. My question is, what are the arguments for retirement? If and only if they win the championship this year, is there an argument to retire Al Horford's jersey On the other hand, is there an argument not to retire Al Horford's jersey? And on that note, I'll take the answer off air. Thank you again. Have a great
You got it, Chris. Boy, we have really, really gotten – we're now retiring Marcus Smart's jersey. They have not gotten the NBA Finals yet, and we are retiring jerseys. I blame Tyler.
This is going to be Tyler really Devitt funny Celtic if fanboy they end up blowing this series. This is going to be hysterical.
It sure will be. This audio, burn it.
The real
burn it.
The real question I have is if the Celtics pull this off and win the NBA title, Banner 18, does Joe Johnson get a ring?
Yeah, why wouldn't he? He played on the team for 2 weeks.
A 10-day contract?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Of course he gets a ring.
Everybody gets
Red
a
Sox
ring.
Red Sox give rings to any guy who's like on the roster for a day. Yeah,
that is true. Wiggy got a
yes.
ring. Wiggy has a world championship ring.
Do you think Brad sends Danny Ainge his
he did.
Ring?
He did the weekend update.
Now, that's a great question.
Wait, what was that?
Say it again so Forey can hear you. That's a great
question.
Do
you think Brad Stevens sends Danny Ainge his ring? Danny Ainge hired Brad Stevens. Yes. Then Danny Ainge saw his way out. Brad Stevens elevated and immediately... Boom, they win the championship over the Golden State Warriors, the dynasty of this era.
I hope not. If
and
he
Brad
has a
says,
set, he
what,
will
is,
do
what,
it.
Hold
what would
on.
Red do?
Hey, how about this?
Send
this
him a
what,
ring?
This is what Red
really?
Would do.
Yeah.
Guys, listen up. Listen up. Over here.
Very, very pushy right now.
Okay. He would send with a note, why don't you take this one? I've got a couple more coming.
Oh, definitely would. Why not? Yes, he built the team. You had him... You had him as more credit than Brad Stevens the other, or more
she
credit than Tatum the other day. So why wouldn't he get a ring? Right, built the team.
Oh, there it is.
No, that's not. The no, Memorial this is Day not weekend. How it works. We're not
no,
done.
This is exactly how it works.
Have
a great weekend, everybody.
See you guys.
The tequila is flowing alongside the beer at Lord Hobo. Last Call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car: donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Our very own Courtney Cox. We love
Jiu-Jitsu.
Her. She's spectacular.
What was that?
Girlfriend doesn't miss.
What was that?
You know what? Live broadcasting is really hard.
Tornado Maple Leafs.
Foxhole Girl.
She was updating the news on a very sad actor death. Ray Liotta. We love him at this table. Goodfellas.
Yep.
I tried to watch Dreams. So did anyone else try to watch Goodfellas last night?
No.
It's only on Paramount on demand. You have to be Paramount Network. Not on Netflix. Not on Comcast. Absolute lame-o city. Could not find it. Annoying. Sorry.
So what happened?
Did you check like TNT?
It's not on TV.
It's
going to be on this weekend.
Like all the time.
All the time. It's going to be a Ray Liotta special.
It wasn't last night. It was
marathon. You had the edited thing, which you could pony up like $2.99 to rent it for Ray Liotta's memory.
I was already in bed. I was like, I get up and log in.
What's the gamble on Marcus Smart?
I am 44-1 MVP. You're welcome.
Rebounds, assists combined, 30.5.
So what happened?
Book it.
Okay, so Courtney was letting everyone know about his memory. Here we go.
More sad news. Ray Liotta. Liotta.
I said it immediately. Let her figure it out.
Liotta.
What? Almost. You're right there.
Did I get it wrong?
Bring it home, Courtney. You're right there. It's like the marathon. You're only a mile away.
This is why.
I think you set me up. You set me up.
For those of you in Twitch and elsewhere who say I bring nothing to the show. This is why Courtney and I need to meet every day before the show.
I'm sorry. You set me up.
What's his name?
She right there. You have to finish the line.
Ray Liotta.
All right.
Nailed it.
Very good. She eventually arrived there. I just want to say.
What?
That Gucci when you man. Screw up live, as I've done on radio and TV.
Multiple
I
times.
Do it multiple times here.
Yep.
In front of the public.
Thousands,
in front of
people.
Guests. You just got to own it. You never got to pass the buck to somebody else. That's the only thing I'll say. Never blame your producer. Never blame your co-host. Just say, I'm dumb. I said Gucci Mane, not Gucci Mane. We all do
it. To her credit, she was on time for her show today, which can I say about the host.
I feel like we're burying the lead. The fact that actually, you know, the Greg Hill Show, which is now I heard being called the Chris Curtis Show.
On tour, by the way.
Has been the Chris Curtis Show for a while.
It's a very strong voice.
Yes.
It's like he's like not the third voice. He's the first voice.
He's the puppet master on that show.
He controls everybody.
Pleasure to be here, Richard. Thank you for having me.
Greg officially was late today.
He was.
Half hour late. I have more information, but I've been sworn to secrecy.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I wish we could tell
I'm
the story.
On that one.
Spill it.
No spilling of tea.
We got to get Mutt some of the tequila.
Positive Friday. No, Friday afternoon.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day. million Little League games this weekend. Celtics are going to win. Let's go.
Did you hear Wiggy like try to say that Courtney was pregnant?
Wait, what?
This morning he's like, I'm not saying it, but the streets are talking that Courtney's pregnant. It's like,
hold on.
Like, don't,
hold
that'd be great
the
if
phone.
Wiggy broke don't news. Ever say that about a woman. Like, I think she might be pregnant or she looks pregnant. That is like a rule number one.
Wait.
Do
yes.
not ever do that.
Hold
day,
on.
Day one
Wiggy
stuff.
Said that on air?
He's like, I don't believe that, but the streets is talking. Streets
what?
Is talking.
The worst mistake I think you can ever make, and you said it, is if you go up to a woman and you say, oh, when are you due? And ooh. She's not
never,
pregnant.
Never, ever.
You better run.
Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations.
A, what?
What a girl. If a pregnant woman is in labor and flags you down and says, I need a ride to the hospital right now, you say, why?
Yeah. I would say, show me. I want proof.
Why do you need
before
to go? Right? You
it.
Don't feel well?
Boy, look yeah. at the time. 5:55, Garvin.
All right.
Boy, time to go here. Let's go.
Later. All right, that's it. Can we sign off?
Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
See
hey,
you guys
eat this,
Tuesday.
Eat this pepper,
I'm not
Christian.
Eating this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.